Hebrews chapter 2, part 1. This message by Brother William Marion Branham was delivered on August 25th morning, 1957, at the Branham Tabernacle, Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. 希伯来书第二章第一部分。这篇信息是威廉·玛丽安娜·伯纳汉弟兄于1957年8月25日上午在美国印第安纳州杰弗森维尔的伯纳汉堂所传讲的。
And now the first book of Hebrews is Paul. We found, or we believe, the theologians are at end. They don't know just which or who wrote it, but I believe anyone with a little spiritual discernment would see it was Paul. It's believed by the most of the writers to be Paul.
很高兴在在主日学的课堂里，我们相信希伯来书的作者是保罗。虽然神学家们无法确定到底是谁写了这本书，但是我相信有一点点属灵洞察力的人都能看得出来他的作者就是保罗。事实上大部分作家也都认为这本书确实是保罗写的。
And how that he in the first chapter we found that it was exalting the Lord Jesus. Oh, how he brought down to show by the experience that he had had on his road to Damascus.
他是怎样？我们知道希伯来书第一章是高举主耶稣，保罗因大马士革路上的经历而谦卑下来。
Now Paul was to begin with a real theologian. Paul was taught under Gamaliel, one of the best teachers of that day, and he was smart and intelligent. And as a real shrewd Bible scholar.
一开始我就要说保罗是一个真正的神学家。保罗受教于加马列门下，那是当时最好的教师之一。保罗是一个聪明伶俐的人，是一个真正精明的圣经学者。
And I found this when he was on his road down to Damascus with letters in his pocket to arrest all those that were in the blessed old gospel way. And the man was sincere.
我认为当保罗怀揣着逮捕信奉耶稣福音者的文书在去大马士革的路上时，他是虔诚的。而他要抓的那些人正走在老实的可称颂的福音之路上。
But I've always believed that since Paul seen Stephen's die, I think that must have got right next to him. When he consented to Stephen's death and held the coats of those who stoned him, then Paul was guilty of the blood of Stephen.
而且我一直认为保罗的脑子里一直不能摆脱亲眼看见了斯蒂凡死去的情景。他曾经同意处死斯蒂凡，并且帮助那些扔石头砸死斯蒂凡的人看守衣服。保罗在斯蒂凡流血一事上是有罪的。
And he confessed and said, I'm not even worthy, he said, because I shed the blood of the martyr Stephens. Because he witnessed to it. And if you witness to anything, you're just as guilty as being a partaker of it.
所以后来他说过，我是不配的，因为我在殉道者斯蒂凡流血的事上有罪。他亲眼见证了斯蒂凡之死。所以如果你见证了某件事，你作为参与者是有责任的。
So if we witness, say, oh yes, they ought to do this, this, so and so, be careful what you say. Because you're guilty the way your judgment goes. If you can't decide, don't say nothing, just leave it alone.
所以如果我们见证了某件事，复合的说，是是的，他们不应该那么做，而应该怎么怎么做，你要小心你所说的话。因为你说出你的判断，你就是负有责任的。若是你没有把握，最好什么话也不要说，随他去吧。
Then when you testify that you are a Christian, then you're guilty. See, you're guilty of being a Christian. And you must live to that.
你是一个基督徒，你要对某件事情作证，你就对你说的话负有责任，明白吗？你因为作为基督徒而承担责任，你必须活出基督徒的样式来。
And when God makes a promise in the Bible, I see a man here in a wheelchair. When God makes a promise, he's guilty of that promise unless he brings it to pass. God's guilty when he makes a promise.
神在圣经里应许啊，我看见有一个坐在轮椅里边的人，神做出某个应许时，就对那个应许承担了责任，他必须使那个应许应验。神做出一个应许，就对那个应许承担了责任。
And the scriptures are guilty until they're fulfilled. See, they're right there as a statement that God has made, and it's got to be fulfilled, or God's guilty.
Amen.
圣经中的经文也是如此，他们必须得到应验，明白吗？圣经就是神所做出的声明，他必须全部成就，否则神就负有责任，看到没有？
And so Paul, being a teacher and coming on his road down to Damascus that day, about noontime, I suppose, there was a great light shined out of the heavens, and it blinded him, and he fell to the earth, and he said, he wanted to know who it was. He said, a voice spoke and said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? I believe the 8th chapter of Acts.
保罗作为教法师，在去大马士革的路上，我估计大约是中午时候，有一道大光从天而降，使他睁不开眼睛，伏倒在地。他说他想知道那是谁，那个光是谁呀？他说有一个声音说：“扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我？”我想是在《使徒行传》第八章。
He said, "Who is it that I persecute?" And the voice came back and said, "I'm Jesus." Oh, I am Jesus, and it's hard for you to kick against the pricks.
他说，你是我所逼迫的谁呢？那声音说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。你用脚踢刺是难的。
And what was Jesus then? Jesus, he was a light. Just a big light shining bright. Now to encourage us and get a basis here.How was he a light when he was a man?
那么耶稣是什么呢？他就是光，就是那道闪亮的大光。为了帮助我们理解，耶稣是人，怎么又是光呢？
Now, no one is a bunch of soldiers with Paul, temple guards, going down to put under arrest. Paul was the chief captain, and they were going down to arrest those people for theircampaigns and so forth, and for their religious hope that lay within them.
没有别人听见耶稣对保罗说话。当时有许多士兵跟保罗在一起，还有圣殿的卫士一起去逮捕基督徒。保罗是总指挥，他们去抓那些人，是因为那些人举办聚会，还因为那些人持守他们心中的信仰和盼望。
But now, here was Jesus as a big light.Now, if you remember, in the beginning, Jesus was a light. Jesus was the Logos that went out of God.
耶稣是一道大光。如果你记得的话，在起初，耶稣就是光。耶稣是从神而出的道的形体。
And he was the angel of the covenant that led the children of Israel through the wilderness. And he was a pillar of fire.That they looked at.
他是带领以色列儿女穿过旷野的立约使者，他是以色列子民仰望的火柱。
And he was, and when he was here on earth, he said, "I came from God, and I go back to God." So if he came from a pillar of fire into a man, then if he went back to where he went back to a light again. And there he was when Paul saw him; he was a light.
当他在地上的时候，他说：“我从神而来，又回到神那里去。”所以，既然他从火柱变成人，那么当他回到他原来的样式，他就又成了大光。这就是他。当保罗看见他的时候，他是一道大光。
Now, all those soldiers that was with Paul did not see the light. Then is it possible that one can see it and the others won't see it? Certainly. All right. Paul saw it, but the rest of them did not see the light.
那些与保罗在一起的士兵都没有看见那光。那么是不是有可能只有一个人看见，其他人都看不见的事呢？当然有可能。是的，他保罗看见了那光，其他人都没有看见。
Now, when Peter was in prison, we find out this light came in the jail, opened up the doors, and that light blinded the rest of the guards as they walked out. Peter going, and when he got to the door, it just opened itself quietly, closed behind him.
当彼得在监狱里的时候，我们知道，这光临到了监狱，打开了监狱的门。当彼得他们出监狱的时候，那光蒙蔽了那些看守监狱的人的眼睛。彼得走到门边，那门就自己悄悄地打开了，又在他们身后关上了。
From the inner jail, he went to the outer jail door. It opened by its own self, closed quietly, and then he went to the gap, went out into the city street, and he rubbed his eyes as if to say, "Was I dreaming?" He didn't know what had happened.
从最里面的一道门到最外面的门，都是悄悄地自己打开、自己关上的。然后彼得他们就走到了大街上。彼得揉了揉自己的眼睛，想，我是在做梦吗？他不知道所发生的是什么。
But the angel of the Lord, the same angel that was a pillar of fire that walked Moses to the sea and spread her forth.
Amen.
Oh, and the Dead Sea, the Red Sea, walled up on both sides.
Amen.
And Israel passed over.
但是那带领摩西过红海时，让海水向两边分开成墙，让以色列人走干地过去的那同一位主的天使，就是那火柱。
And when they come to the swelling Jordan, he did not make himself visible there, but he was there because he just opened it up.
Amen.
当以色列子民来到河水暴涨的约旦河，神没有使自己被人看见，但是他就是在那里，因为是他叫河水分开的。
And they went across in April when the plains are all full of water, and he stayed the spring, and he stayed the snow from melting, because it didn't wall higher and higher, it just stopped. That's our Jehovah. That's our Lord Jesus.Just stopped.
Amen.
And they walked across on dry land.
当他们四月份过平原的时候，本来应该遍地是水的，但是神叫春季停住，叫雪不要化，也不要越积越深，一切都停止不动。那就是我们的耶和华，那就是我们的主耶稣，叫一切停止，让他们在干地上行走。
God promised that he would take care of them, so he was obligated to his promise. Now, Paul, aware of these things and knowing them, he was privileged because God was speaking directly to Paul. He wasn't speaking to the soldiers that was with him. He was only speaking to Paul.
神应许他要看过他们，所以他就对他的应许负有责任。保罗意识到并且理解那些事情，他是特别蒙恩的，因为神直接对保罗说话，神没有对跟随保罗的那些士兵说话，他只对保罗说话。
Now when the angel of the Lord came down in the form of a star, and the stargazers, the wise men of India, when they saw that star and followed it for hundreds of miles,
主的天使也以星星的形式下来，印度的占星师三位博士看到了那一颗星，并跟随他走了几百英里路。
And it went over every observatory because they kept the time of the stars. And no one saw that star but the wise man. Oh my, doesn't that thrill you?
那颗星被每一个天文台观察过，因为天文台就是根据星星确定时间的。但是除了那三位博士以外，没有人留意到那颗星。 啊，那不令你感到震惊吗？
Then you see, God doesn't deal with organizations. He doesn't deal with groups of people. He deals with individuals.
Amen.
He reveals himself to individuals.
你看，神不跟组织打交道，也不跟一群人打交道，他只跟个人打交道，他把他自己显现给个人。
And now to say this, not this, God knows my heart. And not to say this for own person, personal praise, not just to be there. But did you know that same God,
Amen.
That same Jesus,
Amen.
Is with us this morning?
Amen. 我现在这样说没有别的意思，神知道我的心。我这样说不是为了夸自己，不是自我赞扬，而是的确是那么回事。你知道那同一位神，那同一位耶稣，今天上午就与我们在一起吗？
You know each one of you has a little individual witness of it right now. That he's here. And he's done something for us in this day that he didn't do in the other days. He had his picture taken in this day. We got it hanging right there, see? The pillar of fire. The same Lord Jesus.
你知道你们每一个人现在就有一点个人的见证，他就在这里吗？他在这个时代就为我们做了一些他在其他的时代都没有做的事。他让他的照片在这个时代被拍了下来，我们把那照片就挂在那边，看到没有？那火柱，那同一位主耶稣。
Watch how he works. Now, if he's the same Lord Jesus, he'll do the same thing. For the Bible said he is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever.
注意看，他现在怎么工作的？如果他是那同一位主耶稣，他就会做那同样的事，因为圣经说他昨日、今日、一直到永远是一样的。
Now, before Paul would announce anything, whether this was right or wrong, he first went down into Egypt and spent 3 years to find out if it was scriptural or not. Did you ever know that?
在保罗宣布任何事之前，不管那事是正确的还是错误的，他先去了阿拉伯，花了3年时间去找出那事是否符合圣经。你过去知道这一点吗？
After Paul's conversion, he went to Egypt for 3 years. There he abode, and therefore he learned this great wisdom.
在保罗归主之后，他去了阿拉伯3年。他住在那里，学到了这巨大的智慧。
Now, not in any comparison at all, I'm just giving you how the Holy Spirit still remains the same. Now, my church here remembers years ago, when this angel would appear and would show things, I was a little skeptic of it. All of you know that, you old timers. If that's right, raise up your hand when you've heard, you're looking at the church yet from the old timers. See?
我不是要把自己比作什么人，我只是让你明白圣灵仍然是同样的。我们这里的会众都还记得，当这位天使出现并显明事情的时候，我当时还是个怀疑论者呢。你们大伙都知道那一点，你们这些老前辈们，如果那是对的，请举起你们的手。你看，这教会就看这些老前辈们，明白吗？
I was skeptic because preachers told me it was of the devil. And I kind of believed it. But I waited, I wouldn't say nothing about it.
我曾经是个怀疑论者，因为那时候的传道人告诉我，我那些恩赐是属于魔鬼的。我当时也是有些想法，但只好等待。我在那种情况下不会说任何话。
But oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. One night yonder he come down an angel and revealed it in the scriptures. And he was, and when I seen it in the scriptures,Then the blast across the world with it.
Amen.
The message.
主的名是应当称颂的。有一天晚上，一位天使下来向我显现，显明他是符合圣经的。我明白那是记载在圣经里的。然后就像一阵风刮遍全世界，就是这信息。
From there is when Oral Roberts, A. Allen, Tommy Osborne, Tommy Hicks, and what more?See, it's a message to the people.
从那以后，又出现了厄尔·罗伯茨、A.A. 艾伦、汤米·欧斯本、汤米·希克斯等等，看到没有？那是给这个时代人的信息。
And Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Is scripturally, He's the same. He does the same. He is the same, and He works the same. He manifests Himself the same, and He's here this morning the same.
耶稣昨日今日一直到永远是一样的，这是符合圣经的。他是那同一位耶稣，他做同样的事，他是那同一位，他做同样的事，他彰显出他自己是同样的，他今天上午也同样在这里。
Now we may see him, we may not. Whatever it is, we got a witness right now that he's here.
我们现在可能能看见他，也可能看不见。不管看见与否，我们都有他现在就在这里的见证。
Now we find out that Paul.Upon this experience, in writing these letters, most of them from jail, he had compared the Old and New Testament.
保罗有了这样的经历，他写了这些书信，其中的大部分写在监狱里。他把旧约和新约做了对比。
Now remember, the last writer of this Bible, by inspiration, God came down and told him, if any man shall add anything to it,or take anything away from it, the same will be taken out of the part of the book of life for him.
记住，神曾经借着启示临到圣经的最后一位记录员，告诉他，若有人在这预言上加添什么，神必将写在这书上的灾祸加在他身上。这书上的预言，若有人删去什么，神必从这书上所写的生命树和圣城删去他的份。
So we'd be daring to add one thing to it. Oh, it must stay as it is. Mustn't be anything added to it. And we must contend for everything that's in it. I don't want any more, and I don't want any less. I want just what it says.
所以我们不敢向圣经里加添一点，它必须保持原样，不能加添一点。我们必须争取得到圣经里的一切应许，我不想多得一点，但也不想少得一点，我只想得到圣经所应许的。
Now, this book of Hebrews, the reason I've chosen, one purpose, one thing, this letter of dear brother Branham and so forth, and we want to stay with the word.
这里有一封信写给亲爱的伯南汉弟兄，问到我选择讲希伯来书的理由等等，我想我只有一个理由，就是想与神的道保持一致。
Now, the first chapter was the exalting of Jesus. So he's the main one. And Paul let us know the other night that he was in the great beginning.
希伯来书第一章是高举耶稣，他是那主角。前几天晚上我们讲到保罗让我们知道主耶稣基督是在起初就有的那伟大的一位。
And we found out that he was nothing less than Melchizedek, the king of Salem, the great of the seventh chapter. And now this morning we approach him from another standpoint from the second chapter.
我们发现他就是麦基洗德。那撒冷王就是在第七章里所写到的，今天上午我们从另外一个角度来接近他，讲第二章。
Now after Paul giving us this great marvelous message of exalting Jesus and even made the angels to worship him, and I think over here like the earth how it's old and it's folded as a vesture, but they shall perish, butThou remainest.
保罗给了我们关于高举耶稣的伟大非凡的信息，说甚至所有的天使都要敬拜耶稣。我想这个地球不管是多么古老，神都能把它像一件衣服那样卷起来，天地都要灭去，唯有耶稣是长存的。
Over in the second chapter, the second verse, I believe it isHath he these days spoken to us by his son, in the sundry times and divers manner he spoke with the prophets, We went through and found out what the prophets was and how God brought his message by the prophets.
在第一章第二节里，我想是的，说神在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。看，神的古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。我们查考下去，发现众先知是什么？神怎样借着众先知讲出他的旨意？
But in this last day he's spoken to his son Jesus by the Holy Spirit. He spoke to the prophets then. Then we got back and found out all those prophets had the Spirit of Christ in them.
而在这末世，神通过他的儿子耶稣以圣灵的形式说话。古时神通过众先知说话，那么我们必须回去找出众先知都有基督的灵在他们里面。
We went back to Joseph and found out he perfectly typed Christ. Went back to Moses and found he perfectly typed Christ.
我们回头看看约瑟，发现他完美的预表了基督。回头看看摩西，他也完美的预表了基督。
Then we come down then to even David. And when David was rejected in Jerusalem, not knowing why,But went up over the hill and looked back on the Mount of Olives and wept over Jerusalem because he was rejected.
然后我们再往下看，看到大卫。大卫在耶路撒冷被拒绝，不知道为什么，却上了橄榄山顶，哭着回头遥望那拒绝他的耶路撒冷。
800 years, the man, the son of David, was rejected as king in Jerusalem and sat on the same hill and wept. Oh, the Spirit of Christ.Dealing with individuals.
800 years, 大卫的子孙也是耶路撒冷被拒绝的王，到了同样的山顶，也哭了。哦，基督的灵在与个人打交道。
Now Paul starts off to say, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard.
保罗在第二章一开始就说，所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理。
Second chapter now, we're starting. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest any time we should let them slip.
我们现在开始讲第二章了。所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。
Oh, may God drive that home. In this tabernacle this morning, I pray the Holy Spirit will sink that so deep into your heart. We ought to give the most earnest heed to the things which we've heard.
愿神今天上午帮助这个教堂里的会众，让他们能够彻底的明白这段经节。我祈求圣灵深深的进入你们的心，我们当越发郑重所听见的道理。
What type of people ought we to be when we see the great Jehovah come down and do the things that he does and see him compared scripture by scripture that they're the truth and we sit around sometimes like a warts on a log and just so unconcerned.
当我们看见伟大的耶和华莅临做他自己的事情，并被经文逐字逐句证实都是真理的时候，我们应该成为哪一种人呢？有时候我们无所事事，对周围的事物漠不关心。
We ought to be busy every minute trying to get people to Christ.We ought to be lively stones. We should never be slowful like we are.
我们应当充分利用每一分钟，尽力地带领人们归入基督。我们应该成为那活石，我们不应该像我们现在这样偷懒。
We'll go up to church and we'll see the Lord Jesus do something or bless us in such a way. And then we'll go back and say, very nice meeting.
我们上教会，看着主耶稣在行事，并且大大的祝福了我们。然而我们 离开教会的时候只是说很不错的聚会啊。
Now the preaching of the word, we enjoy it, but that's not the main thing. That's not, we should not worship the Lord just after we get through preaching the word as we usually do. Just worship Him. That's wonderful. But we should worship Him every hour of our life.
我们喜欢听讲道，但那不是主要的。我们不应该只是在听到之后才敬拜主，像我们通常做的那样，我们要不停地敬拜他，那是好的无比的。我们应该在我们生命的每一个小时里都敬拜他。
When we're at work, we should worship Him. Every time the opportunity presents itself, worship the Lord by testifying of Him.
我们在工作中要敬拜他，每当有机会的时候，我们都要用做见证的方式来敬拜主。
If you see some of you ladies see a woman in the wrong, worship the Lord by taking her and saying, "Sister, there's a better life than this."
你们姐妹要是看到一个女人行为错误，就要带她敬拜主，说，姐妹，有一种生活比你现在的好。
You men at your work, when you hear a man using the name of the Lord in vain,Get a chance to one side to step over and take him by the hand and say, you, there's a better life than this. You shouldn't use those words. And tell him in a meek, gentle way, all those things is a worship.
你们弟兄在工作的时候，若听到有人滥用主的名，你就要找机会把他拉到一边，握住他的手说，有一种生活比你现在的好，你不应该随便的说这些话，并且用一种温柔礼貌的方式劝告他。所有这些事都是一种敬拜。
And when we see someone sick, and the doctor says there's no more can be done, we are to worship the Lord by telling him there's a God of heaven that answers prayer.
如果我们看到一个人病了，医生说他无能为力了，我们应该告诉那个病人，在天上有一位回应祷告的神，这样做也是敬拜主。
And then when we see those things take place that we do see take place in them, we should never let these things slip. We just let it go through our fingers.
当我们看到这些事情发生，我们绝不要随之认知，可我们总是让机会从我们的手指缝里边漏出去了。
That's what's the matter with the great Pentecostal church today.They've let the very cream of the crop slip through their fingers when they had it in their hands.
那正是今天伟大的五旬节教派所行的事。当庄稼的精华就在他们手中时，他们让它从手指缝里面流走了。
But look what they've done. They've done like the rest of the churches. They've run in the gains in the way of Korah and perished, and the way of Cain and perished in the gainsaying of Korah.
看看他们所做的，他们做的像其他的教会所做的一样，他们有祸了，因为走了该隐的道路，又为利往巴兰的错流中直奔，并在可拉的背叛中灭亡了。
They've organized instead of having a brotherhood where we could all be one. They've organized themselves, made little organizations and little isms and.Sprung up from there and just broke up brotherhood.
他们组织起来，不是为了拥有一种能使我们合一的兄弟关系，而是把他们自己组织起来，形成什么组织、什么主义，从那里跳出来，破坏了兄弟关系。
And if you don't watch, the Baptists and Presbyterians go to pick it up, cause God's able of these stones to rise children to Abraham.
你注意没有？浸信会。和长老会也在步其后尘，神能从石头里兴起亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And we've let it slip away from the hands by being disunified. How did the Indians lose this country to the white man? It's because they were disunified.
我们不能搞分裂，使宝贵的东西从我们手中失去。印第安人是怎么把自己的国家拱手让给白人的呢？因为他们是不团结的。
If they'd made one big forefront, but they were fighting among each other. They would have held their grounds if they'd all come together.
如果他们联合成一个强大的阵线，就不会失败了。但是他们互相争斗，如果他们全都联合在一起的话，他们是会守住他们的土地的。
How are we going to lose it? Because we're disunified. How we lose our experience with God is because we disunified.
我们又是怎么失败的呢？因为我们的分裂。我们怎么与失去了与神同在的经历？因为我们的分裂。
We set up one and call this the Methodist, and this the Baptist, and this the Assemblies, and this the Oneness, and this the something else, and the Church of God, and the Nazarene, the Pilgrim Holiness. We disunify the body of Christ.
我们建起了一个又一个组织，这个叫什么卫理公会，那个叫做金星会，又是神召会、耶神论派，还有神的会、拿撒勒派、朝圣派。我们分裂了基督的身体呀。
We should never be divided. We might differ in ideas, but let's be heart and heart brothers.
Amen.
God wants us to be. He died for the entire church of God.
Amen.
And we do not want to be disunified.
我们永远不应该分裂。我们的观点可能有不同，但是让我们成为心连心的弟兄。神想要我们那样，他死去是为了让我们进入神的完整的教会。我们不想被分裂。
Now we ought to give the most earnest heed, lest any time we should let them slip. For if the words spoken by angels were steadfast,
Amen.
You hear? If the words spoken by the angels, now angel is the messenger.
Amen.
The word angel means the messenger.
我们要认真地留意。任何时候不能让他们失足，那借着天使所传的话若是确定的，你听到没有？那借着天使所传的话，若是天使就是使者，天使这个词的含义就是使者。
And it just got through in the first book here, God in sundry times and diverse manner spoke to the fathers by the prophets.That was God's messengers.
Amen.
And if they were God's messengers, they were God's angels. A messenger is an angel, or an angel is a messenger, rather.
Amen.
就像在第一章里面所说的，神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕我们，那众先知就是神的使者，他们是神的使者。他们是神的天使，天使就是使者。
A messenger. You are a messenger this morning. You are a messenger of good news or a messenger of bad news.
Amen.
一个使者。今天上午你就是一个使者。你要么是一个好消息的使者，要么是一个坏消息的使者。
Oh, isn't it beautiful to know that we areambassadors, that we are angels, the messengers of the resurrection.
Amen.
That we are God's messengers to the sinful world, that Christ lives.
Amen.
啊，知道我们是大使，是天使，是复活的使者，这是多么美好啊！我们是神派到罪恶世界的使者，告诉人们，基督是活着的。
In our hearts he lives. In our spirits he lives. And he brings us from the low, debauched life of sin and exalts us up and gives us a hallelujah in our soul and makes us new creatures. We are messengers, angels of the covenant. How wonderful.
他就活在我们心里。活在我们的灵里，他把我们从低级堕落的罪恶生活中提升，并在我们的魂里给我们哈利路亚，使我们成为新造的人。我们是使者，是新约的天使。哦，多么奇妙啊。
And now in the Old Testament, if the words spoken by angels were steadfast, That what it had to be right.
Amen.
In the Old Testament, before a prophet's word could be made manifest, it had to be examined and proved.
Amen.
在旧约里，那借着天使所传的话，若是确定的，天使传的话必须是正确的。在旧约时代，一个先知的话在彰显之前，必须受到检验和证明。
They wasn't loose with it like we are today.
Amen.
You just go out and have any kind of sensation or anything else. Oh, glory to God, that's it. You're mistaken.
不像我们今天这么随便。今天的基督徒出去一趟，有了某种冲动什么的，不管是否符合圣经，就大喊荣耀神，我得着了，那是错误的。
The Bible said that in the last days the devil will impersonate Christianity so close to let it deceive the very elected if possible. It's right. So we must test it.
圣经说在末世魔鬼会模仿基督，学得很像，倘若能行，连选民也就迷惑了，那是对的，所以我们必须测试他。
And how did they test it in their day? To the Urim Thummim, the breastplate of Aaron, that had those stones in it, carbuncle, jasper, diamond, ruby, sapphire.
在旧约时代是怎么测试的呢？是用乌灵和土明，就是亚伦的胸牌，里面装着红宝石、绿宝石、钻石、玛瑙等等。
All those stones that represent the birth of these 12 patriarchs was in the breastplate of Aaron. And when a prophet prophesied and that sacred light flashed over it, God said that is the truth.
亚伦胸牌里的那些石头代表以色列十二个支派。当一个先知说了预言，而神圣的光发出了闪烁，那就代表神说那是真实的。
But no matter how real it seemed, if it didn't flash on that, it wasn't the truth. So that Urim Thummim went with that priesthood. But this Bible is God's Urim Thummim today. And when a prophet prophesies, it must absolutely flash with the Bible. Then God says, then he comes down and proves it.
不管那些话听起来是多么真实，如果乌灵和土明不闪光，那就表示不是真实的。所以乌灵和土明是旧约时代的祭司随身携带的，这本圣经就是今天的乌灵和土明。当一位先知说预言，必须闪出圣经摩索的亮光，圣经就是神的话，那就是神下来做证明。
Oh, how I can glorify God today.
Amen.
I'm thinking back of another Sunday morning about like this when I was leaving the tabernacle. And you people were weeping and asking me not to go.
啊，今天我如何能荣耀神呢？我想起了另外一个星期天的上午，我离开这个教堂的时候，你们这些人流着眼泪，请我不要走。
But when I preached on David and Goliath, and how are you going to face that cold and different world that says the days of miracles is past? I said there's one big giant, and as soon as we can slay him, the rest of them will take courage. And the Lord granted that.
但是当时我讲了大卫和歌利亚的故事，你如何能面对那种冷漠、事不关己的世人所说的神迹奇事的时代已经过去了呢？我说有一个巨人，只要我们杀了他，神的子民就会刚强起来，主成就了那一点。
And then there was an old Roberts and the Jaggers and so forth pulled the sword and we fought the enemy out of the land. Shut their mouths. They can't say that miracles don't happen because here they are.
然后又出现了厄尔罗伯茨、杰克斯等等，都抽出了宝剑，我们在各地战胜了仇敌，让他们闭了嘴。他们不能说那些神迹奇事没有发生，因为他们就发生在这里。
Sure, God's word is eternal. It flashed on the Urim, flashed on the word. That's his Urim Thummim. And when it flashed on that, it was positive.
是的，神的道是永恒的。如果在乌灵面前能闪光的，就必能在神的道面前闪光。那是神的乌灵和土民，在神的道面前闪光的，就是正确的。
To anybody that's needy, if you're a sinner, you want to know how to get saved, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
对任何有需要的人，如果你是一个罪人，你想要知道如何能得救，当相信主耶稣基督。
Today we got so many things you have to do. Have to turn new pages, you have to do this and do that in order to get saved.
今天我们有这么多的事情要做，要翻开新的篇章，你要做这做那，为了得救。
I think of the Philippian jailer. When this jailer asked Paul, what must I do to be saved? If in you or I, we told him the things he ought not to do.
我想到了腓立比的狱卒，他问保罗说，我必须做什么才能得救？如果是你我，我们可能会告诉他什么事情他不应该做。
You ought to quit drinking, you ought to quit gambling, you ought to quit this, you ought to quit that. Paul never told him that. He just told him the things he ought to do. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.
我们可能说，你应该戒酒，你应该戒毒，你应该戒这个，你应该戒那个。保罗没有告诉他那些，他只告诉他应该去做的事情。当信主耶稣，你就必得救。
Now, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life. That's the Urim Thummim flashing. St. John 5:24.
那听我话又信差我来者的就有永生，那就是乌灵和土民在闪光，是约翰福音5:24说的。
I'm the Lord, heals all thy diseases. James 5:14. Call the elders and on all prayer, faith shall save the sick, the Urim of flashing. That's God's eternal word.
我是耶和华，是医治你一切疾病的。雅各书5:14说，你们中间有病了的呢，他就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告，出于信心的祷告要救那病人，主必叫他起来。乌灵在闪光，那是神永恒的道。
I don't care how many atheistic, infidelic, agnostics, skeptics rise up, God will stand by his word. He promised he would do it.
我不在乎有多少邪教不信者、不可知论者、无神论者兴起来，神会持守他的道，他应许了他要做那些事。
And we ought to give a more earnest heed to these things which we heard, lest any time we let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels, the prophets, were steadfast, worthy, we could spend a week on this.
Praise God.
我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。那借着天使，就是众先知所传的话，既是确定的。天使或先知们所传的话是确定的吗？我们可以用一个星期来讲这一点。
Was it steadfast when Moses spoke?
Amen.
It sure was.
Amen.
How about Elijah standing up on top of the mountain?
Hallelujah.
The Lord told him, get up there, Elijah. I'll stay there with you. Want some fellowship?
摩西所传讲的是不是确定的？肯定是的。以利亚坐在山顶上做了什么？主对他说，以利亚起来，我要与你同在，你想与我交通吗？
God likes to fellowship with his people. But we won't stand still long enough for him to fellowship with us. We're so busy skipping about from place to place and so much.
神喜欢与他的子民交通，但是我们总是不能够坚持足够长的时间使神能与我们交通。我们总是这么繁忙的从这里跑到那里，有那么多事情要做。
Sit still, Elijah. He wanted 3 years and 6 months of fellowship. We can't give him 3 minutes hardly. 3 years and 6 months of constant fellowship. Oh, I love that.
神说，坐好，以利亚。神想与他交通3年零6个月，可我们呢，几乎连3分钟都不能给神。 与神3年零6个月连续的交通啊，我喜欢那种交通。
So don't worry about the cooking, we'll have that already fixed up. The crows is going to feed you. And everything's going to be all right. I just want some fellowship.
神对以利亚说，不要为饮食操心，我会预备的，乌鸦会供养你，一切都会安排到恰到好处。你只要坐在山顶上，我只想和你交通。
This old prophet Elisha sitting up there on top of the mountain, while he was fellowshipping with God, while the captain said, I believe I'll go up and get him. Now don't you never try to break that fellowship.
老先知以利亚就遵命坐在山顶上。以利亚坐在山上与神交通的时候，山下的50夫长说，我相信我能上去抓到他。哼，你千万不要试图打断那种交通。
So the captain come up with his great army of man of 50 and he said, I come to take you, Elijah. And Elijah stood up, watch out. Here's the prophet of the Lord. He said, if I be a servant of the Lord, let fire come from heaven and devour you, and down come the fire.
于是王派50夫长带50个人上山，他说，以利亚，王吩咐你下山去。以利亚站了起来，注意，这站起来的是神的先知。他说，如果我是耶和华的仆人，愿火从天上降下来烧死你们。于是火就从天上降下来烧死了他们。
Captain said, oh, you know what? The king rather said that was probably a thunderbolt. Just some lightning is passing over and it struck him. I'll send another 50.
五十副长说，你知道怎么了？王说，啊，那可能是闪电，是雷电，只要那闪电击到人的身上肯定会死的。我再派一个50夫长带另外50个人上山去。
Elijah stood up, one of the angels, his word steadfast. Yeah, it'd be a just recompense for everything that was done wrong. He said, if I be a servant of the Lord, let fire come, and the second 50 burned.
Amen.
All right. Every recompense.
以利亚站起来，他是天使之一，他的话是确定的，他必须对一切做错的事负责任。他说，如果我是耶和华的仆人，愿火从天上降下来，第二批上去的50个人也被烧死了。是的，先知说话是算数的。
For if the words spoken by angels were steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense. Now, here's the great thing, the next verse. How shall we escape?
那借着天使所传的话既是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的都受了该受的报应。下一节讲的是一件大事，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
How shall we escape if Elijah's voice brought destruction because he was an angel of the Lord? How will we escape when the voice of Christ speaking through? Or how can we fail when you're prayed for if it's the voice of Christ?
Amen.
怎能陶醉呢？如果因为以利亚是天使，他的声音尚且能带来毁灭，我们岂能逃脱基督的声音呢？
If Christ ordained his church to pray for the sick, and the church does what he says he for them to do, then how can it ever fail? It can't. You can fail, but it can't fail. And as long as you keep it, it'll take you through.
Amen.
如果基督命令他的教会为病人祷告，教会按照他所说的去做了，那怎么会失败呢？不会的，你不会失败，不会的。只要你持守住他所说的，就会无往不胜。
If you fail, you fail by yourself. You just get away from the word. But as long as you stay with the word, it can't fail. For the word of the prophets did so and so. How much more will the word of Christ be?
如果你失败了，那是你自己的原因。是你离开了神的道，否则是绝不会失败的。既然先知的话都是如此的有能力，何况基督的话呢？
How shall we escape If we neglect so great salvation, which is at the first began to be spoken unto us by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him.
我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起初是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。
Think of it, spoken by the Lord. How many times could we go back? Where could we stop right here for an hour? When Jesus came, He's the same yesterday and forever. Now remember, it first began to be spoken by Jesus Himself, and then was confirmed by the ones that heard Him.
认真想想主曾经说过的话。我们可以无数次地回想主预先说过并得以应验的话，我们可以再提花上一个小时讲这些事。当耶稣来的时候，他昨日今日一直到永远都是一样的。记住，这救恩起初是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。
Now listen at me.When he came to the earth, he didn't claim to be a healer. He said, it's not me that doeth the works, it's my Father that dwelleth in me.
Amen.
He doeth the works. The Son can do nothing in himself, but what he sees the Father doing, St. John 5:19.
要听他的话，当他来到地上，他没有声称自己是个医治者。他说，不是我做的，乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。子凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。约翰福音的5:19。
Watch when Philip came to him. Nathanael, after Philip's conversion, he went over and got Nathanael. Said, "Come see who we found, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And he said, "Could there be any good thing come from Nazareth?" Said, "Come see."
注意，当腓力来到耶稣面前，腓力归主后。他去找到了拿单叶，说：“来，看我们找到了拿撒勒的耶稣，约瑟的儿子。”拿单叶说：“拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？”腓力说：“你来看嘛。”
That's way to be convinced. Prove it. Come and see.
Amen.
Oh, that's the best I ever heard. Come and find out for yourself. Don't stand out and criticize or on the sideline, but. Prove all things and hold fast to that what's good.
Amen.
Come and see.
那是得到确信的方法，证明他来看啊，那是我所说的最好的方法。来，你自己来找答案，不要站在旁边吹毛求疵，要去求证，并且牢牢的持守一切美好的来看。
Along the road they went talking.When he walked up in the presence of the Lord Jesus, he said, Behold, an Israelite in whom there's no guile.
Amen.
It took all the skin off of him nearly.
他们一边走一边聊天。当拿单叶走到了主耶稣的面前，主说，看哪，这是个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。这使拿单叶惊异万分。
He looked around and said, What rabbi, when did you ever know me?You never did see me. How do you know me? Philip said before, when he called, said before Philip called you yesterday when you were under the fig tree, I saw you.
Amen.
Amen. He said, Thou art the Son of God. You're the King of Israel.
Amen.
拿单叶四周一看，说拉比，你从哪里知道我呢？你从来也没有见过我，你怎么认识我呢？耶稣说，腓力还没有招呼你，昨天你在无花果树底下我就看见你了。阿们。拿单也说，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。
A woman walked into his presence and he said, Go get your husband. She said, I have none. Said, That's right, you got five and the one you're now living with is not yours. You told the truth. Think of it.
Amen.
有一个女人来到耶稣面前。耶稣说，去，去把你丈夫也喊来。那女人说，我没有丈夫。耶稣说，不错，你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，想一想吧。
She said, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. that we know that when the Messiah cometh, He'll tell us all things. He said, I'm He that speaks to you.
女人说，先生，我看出你是先知，我知道弥赛亚要来，他来了必将这一切的事都告诉我们。耶稣说，这和你说话的就是他。
And she run and told the man of the city, come see a man who told me all that I did. Isn't this the Messiah? It was spoken by the Lord.
那女人就跑到城里去对众人说，你们来看哪，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是弥赛亚吗？以上所举的例子正是主所说的话。
What happened? Jesus said before he left, the things that I do shall you also. Is that right? The things that I do shall you do also, even more than this, for I go to the Father.
后来又发生了什么？耶稣说过，他走了之后，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，对吗？我所做的事，信我的人也要做，甚至要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。
Oh, I can see them as they went forth everywhere, Mark 16, went forth everywhere, preaching the Lord, working with them, confirming the word.
Amen.
我可以看到他的门徒们就到各处去，马可福音第十六章，到各处去传福音，主与他们同工，证实他的道。
And here Paul giving the same thing. He said that the gospel began to be preached by Jesus and was confirmed to us by those who heard him. That's the foundation stone. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the foundation stone.
在这里保罗讲了同样的事，他说这福音起初是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了，那就是基石啊！主的名是一当称颂的，那就是基石。
And the faith 2,000 years has passed. Atheists has raised and infidels and skeptics and agnostics. But today that same Jesus confirms his word in the same manner by those who hear him. Hear him don't mean just to hear a sermon. That means hear him. Yes.
想一想，2000年过去了，无神论者、异教、怀疑论者和不可知论者兴起来了，但是今天那同一位耶稣用同样的方式证实了他的道，借着听见的人听他，不仅是指听他的一场讲道，而是听从他。
How shall we escape? Where is our escape? Oh, you say, bless God, I belong to the Methodist Church. I'm a Presbyterian, I'm a Pentecostal. That doesn't have one thing to do with it. Oh, yeah.
我们怎能陶醉呢？我们陶到哪里去呢？啊，你说，感谢主，我属于卫理公会，我属于长老会，我属于五旬节教派，那与救恩毫无关系。
And you get on a sideline and want to call it spiritualism or some mental telepathy or some devil or something. Shame on!
你分明看到主耶稣下来证实他的话，而说那是什么招魂术、心灵感应或者魔鬼或别的什么，这么说的人真是可耻。
If every word was steadfast by the angels, Jesus said it's not a little while in the world won't see me no more, yet ye shall see me, for I'll be with you, even in you to the end of the age.
那借着天使所传的话既是确定的，耶稣说还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And when we see him come down to continue to confirm his word. How shall we escape if we sucker to some church or some organization or denomination or some little pet theory of our own?
Amen.
当我们看到他下来继续证实他的道，我们却还紧贴在某个教会、某个组织、某个教派，或者我们自己宠爱的什么理论上，我们怎能陶醉呢？
You better turn loose, for every sin received a just recompense. Aren't the angels how much more when the Son of God is speaking from the heavens to make manifest His word? How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
你最好脱离那些捆绑，借着天使所传的，既是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的都受了该受的报应，更何况神的儿子从天上说话来彰显他的道。我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？啊，多么可畏呀！
God also forth firstGod also bearing them witness. Watch this. The Lord bore witnesses. Oh, I am so happy for that. The Lord bore the witness.
神又第四节，神又按自己的旨意用神迹奇事和百般的异能并圣灵的恩赐同他们做见证。注意这里，主做见证啊，我很高兴知道这一点，主为我们做见证。
Look, when Elijah sat on the hill and he said, if I be a man of God,
amen,
let the fire fall from heaven and consume you. God bore witness that he was a man of God.
看，当以利亚坐在山上，他说，如果我是神的人，就让火从天上降下来烧死你们。于是神见证了他是神的人。
God always bears witness. Your life will bear witness.I don't know what your testimony is, but your life speaks so loud your voice can't be heard. But your living, your everyday life will testify what you are. God bears witness.
神总是做见证，你活出来的生命也会做见证。我不知道你的见证是什么，但是你的生命发出的声音比你做见证的声音更大，但是你的生活，你每天的生活都在见证你自己是什么人。神做见证。
Yes, the Holy Spirit is a seal, and a seal takes both sides of the paper. They see it standing here and see it when you go away. Not only church, but at everyday work.
是的，圣灵就是一种印，印是盖在两边纸上的，人们能看见你站在这里，也能看见你离开这里，不仅在教会里怎么样，而且在每天的工作中怎么样。
You're sealed on both sides, inside and outside, by the joy that you have and by the life that you live. You're sealed in and outside, that you know you're saved and the world knows you're saved by the life that you live. For God bears witness.Blessed be his holy name. I feel religious.
你两边都被盖了印，里边和外边，凭着你所拥有的喜乐和你所活出来的生命，你里外都盖上了印。你知道你得救了，世人通过你活出来的生命也知道你得救了，因为神做见证，神的圣名是应当称颂的。啊，我感到多么敬畏。
Hear my voice, and a stranger they won't follow. Oh, how that our names are on the palms of his hands is before him day and night. His word is always before him, his promise. He can't forget it. And he loves you.
想一想弟兄们，我的羊听我的声音，他们不会跟随陌生人。啊，我的名字就掌握在他的手中，我们日夜在他的面前，多好啊！他的道和应许永远在他面前，他不会忘记你，他爱你。
Now he'll bear witness of his own. If you don't open your mouth and say a word, the world will know something's happened to you.
他要为他自己做见证，即使你不开口说话，世人也知道有什么事临到了你。
Bear witness both by signs and wonders and by divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Amen.
神又按他自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能并圣灵的恩赐同他们做见证。
Let us take just one scripture now before closing. On the day of Pentecost, when they received the Holy Spirit, about 4 days later, Peter had passed to the gate called Beautiful, he and John. They said, look on us to a man. And he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I'll give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
让我们在结束之前再引用一节经文。在五旬节那一天，门徒们领受了圣灵。大约在4天以后，彼得和约翰走过一个叫美门的城门，他们对那里的一个乞讨的瘸子说，看着我们，金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
And the man looked up and never questioned nothing about it. He just stood up and went walking. They were ignorant and unlearned men, but the Bible said they had to take heed to them, for they knew they had been with Jesus.
那个瘸子看着他们，没有问一句话，他就站起来行走了。彼得、约翰他们都是些没有学问的小民，但是圣经说，人们不得不对他们所做的事感到稀奇，认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
Brother, when the world knows that you've been with Jesus, when you can live such an unadulterated life in this present world and in this darkness, that the world knows and can see that you've been with Jesus.
弟兄，当世人认出你是跟过耶稣的，当你能在当前这个黑暗的世界里活出圣洁的生命来，世人就会认出你是跟过耶稣的。
When a rugged old vulgar prostitute of the street can become a lady washed in the blood of the Lamb. God's bearing witness that he lives.
街上一个粗俗的老妓女，只要在那羔羊的宝血里洗净，就能成为一个圣洁的女士。那就是神在见证他仍然是活着的神。
Take a drunkard who's so low down that he would run around on his wife, that he would mistreat his children and take the food from the table to spend on a prostitute.
举一个醉汉为例，他是如此的卑鄙，甚至虐待他的妻子，恶待他的孩子，把该买食物的钱挥霍在妓女的身上。
Let him get with Jesus once.You'll see him returning like Legion, who was in his right mind and clothed to his babies and to his wife and to his loved ones. Certainly.
让这样的人与耶稣接触一次，你就会看到他像那被群鬼所附身的人得以恢复正常的思维一样，又穿着正当回到他的孩子、他的妻子和他所爱的人身边，肯定是这样的。
Some time ago, about 40 years ago, when the religions of the world met, and the different ones got up and spoke, and the Mohammedans spoke for the Mohammedan religion, the Jains spoke for the Jains, the Buddhists for the Buddha.
大约在40年前，世界上许多不同的宗教信徒聚集在一起，并且演讲。伊斯兰教徒讲穆罕默德， 士那教徒讲士那，佛教徒讲菩萨。
And when little doctor, I forget what his last name was just at this time. I didn't know his name, but I have forgotten. He spoke to represent Christianity. And he told the story of Lady Maccabee of Oklahoma in America.
有一个博士，我忘了他姓什么，我现在忘了，我本来记得他的名字，但是忘记了。他代表基督教发言，他讲了美国俄克拉荷马州麦卡比女士的故事。
She was so angry and so low down that even when they went to kill her, they wouldn't even put their hands on her. She's so vulgar and vile.
麦卡比是一个爱争吵、爱打听小道消息的人，甚至于仇人想去杀他，可是他是那么的粗俗的下流，人们都不愿意为杀他弄脏了手。
They had her arrested on a charge, smoking a cigar, driving a stagecoach and broke the laws, the records in Oklahoma when she passed through the street driving four head of horses.
他们于是找到了一个罪名，逮捕了他，因为他驾着一辆公共马车的时候抽雪茄，违反了法律。根据俄克拉荷马州的记载，他是驾着四匹马拉的马车通过街道的。
And she was so vile and so dirty until society would even get around where she was at. So much that when the executors was going to execute her, they wouldn't hang her. They just poured tar and feathers on her to kill her.
但是他是那么的下流肮脏，上流社会的人根本就不愿意挨近他，于是直到执法者对他执行死刑时，他们也不愿意把他挂上绞刑架，他们就往他身上烧那个混合着羽毛的沥青来使他致死。
And when this little preacher gave her story in such a way till they had the people sitting on the end of their seats listening what would be next,
当那个小个子传道人将这个女人的故事娓娓道来，揪住了听众的心，以至于他们都不愿意起身，他们都想知道那个女人的结局。
When he got out of that very vile, dirty, low down to the laws, wouldn't even want to fool if she is so low. The very devil of hell would reject such a person, nearly, the way he told the story.
传道人就接着往下讲，那个女人是如此的卑贱下流污秽，到了一个地步连法律都容不下他，甚至他卑鄙到连地狱里的魔鬼都不愿意伸手接纳他。他就这么讲着那个女人的故事。
Then he said, gentlemen, how the religions of the world, has your religion got anything that would clean the hands of Lady Maccabee? Everybody sat still.
然后他问大家，先生们，在这个充满宗教的世界里，有哪一个宗教可以把这个女人的双手洗干净呢？大家都坐着不动。
Then he clapped his hands together and jumped up in the air. He said, glory be to God! The blood of Jesus Christ won't only clean your hands, but it'll clean your heart and make your hands white.
然后那个传道人把自己的双手一拍，跳了起来说，荣耀归于神，耶稣基督的宝血不仅洗净了他的手，而且洗净了他的心，把他变成了一个新造的人。
Tell you amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. It's grace that taught my heart to fear. It was grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear?The hour I first believed.
我告诉你，奇异恩典何等甘甜，我罪已得赦免，前我失丧，今被寻回，瞎眼今得看见，如此恩典使我敬畏，使我心得安慰，初信之时既蒙恩惠，真是何等宝贵。
Certainly.How shall we escape if we neglect such? You neglect to eat, you'll die. You neglect to turn a corner, you'll wreck. You neglect to milk the cow, she'll go dry. You neglect your teeth, you'll have to have them all pulled out. Surely you pay for your neglection.
肯定的，我们若忽略如此大的救恩，岂能陶醉呢？你忽略吃饭，就会饿死；你到了拐弯的时候，忽略拐弯就会撞倒。如果你忽略给奶牛挤奶，牛的奶就会干瘪；你忽略你的牙齿，最后你就不得不把你的牙齿全拔光。肯定是的，你要为你的疏忽付出代价。
Tabernacle, new visitors, let me tell you something now. You neglect to testify of the glory of God. You neglect to give God the praise and glory. You'll find yourself cold, farmland, backslidden one of these days. You give God praise. How shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation?
啊，来伯纳罕会堂聚会的人，让我告诉你一件事：你若忽略了为神的荣耀做见证。忽略了把赞美和荣耀归给神，你就会发现你自己冷淡，流于形式，退步。你要把赞美归给神。我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
It's getting late. I just happened to notice Brother Tom walked in back there. We'll close and continue this tonight. The Lord willing. Let us pray just a moment.
已经晚了。我刚刚注意到汤姆斯弟兄已经从后面走进来了，若主愿意，我们马上就结束，晚上接着讲，让我们祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, to Thee be blessings and praises and honor and glory and wisdom and might and power forever and ever. Oh, to that Lamb that sit on the throne, dominions and kingdoms and everything was given over to His hand.
我们的天父，愿称颂、荣耀、尊贵、全能、智慧、赞美都归给你，直到永永远远。啊，宝座上的羔羊、权柄、国度和一切都归于他的手中。
When He raised from the dead for our justification, He screamed to the world, All powers of heaven and earth is given into my hand. Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel.
他从死里复活，是为我们称义。他喊叫说：天上地下的一切权柄都到了我手中。你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。
Oh, dear dying Lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power. Till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more.
啊。亲爱的被宰杀的羔羊，你的宝血永不失效，直到神的教会都得救，直到所有罪人都得救。
Help us as ministers to see that we are requiring so much. How we must have a church, we must have this, we must have everything.
请帮助我们传道人明白，我们现在所要求的太多了。我们要必须有个教堂，我们必须有这个有那个，我们必须有一切东西。
Our women, before going to churches, yet calling themselves Christians, will have to have a certain kind of a dress, or have to be dressed so badly. And preachers will have to have so much money before they'll come, and everything has to be so and so.
我们的女人，她们还称自己为基督徒呢，在去教会之前，要拥有某种服装，要把自己打扮得不伦不类。我们的传道人在讲道之前要确定能得到多少钱才去讲，每一件事情都要如此这般等等。
Oh Christ, when I read you how they wander about in sheepskins and goatskins, lived in the dens of the earth and caves, they wandered about under vile persecution and yet obtained the faith.Under the ministry of angels.
啊，基督啊！当我读到那些古代的圣徒们披着绵羊、山羊的皮各处奔跑，住在旷野和山洞里，忍受着艰难和逼迫，从众使者讲道中获得信心。
How will we escape when the Lord Jesus has given us fine homes and cars and clothes and food, and we murmur? We sit around, we're lazy. We never try to get out and do something about it. How will we escape God?
而主耶稣给了我们漂亮的房子、汽车、衣服、食物，我们岂能陶醉呢？我们满腹怨言，四处游荡，消极懒惰，我们从来没有努力地出去做点什么。神啊，我们岂能陶醉呢？
Oh, I pray that you burn old-fashioned conviction into every heart this morning, Lord, that the people might be up and at it.
啊，主啊，我祈求你今天上午就把那古老的信心点燃在我们每个人的心里吧，让这些人都能登上那信心的阶梯。
Let us work while the daylight is shining, because the sun is swiftly sinking and civilization is going, and there will be no more time; it'll blend into eternity.
让我们趁着白天有光、阳光，赶紧工作吧，因为太阳就要西沉了，文明就要消失，时间不再有了，一切将要进入永恒。
Oh God, grant the day that we go with fresh vision.With wisdom, with understanding, you know how to approach sinners and bring them to Christ. Hear the prayer of your servant, Lord.
神啊，让我们今天就与新鲜的意象、智慧、悟性同行，知道如何去接近罪人，把他们带向基督。主啊，求你垂听你仆人的祷告。
I ask that there be any here that doesn't know Christ as their Savior.Would you raise your hand and say, remember me, Brother Branham? Would you just raise your hand and say, remember me? I want to be a Christian. I don't want to neglect it any longer.
我问你们，如果这里还有人不认识基督是你个人的救主，请你举起手来说，伯南汉弟兄，请纪念我。你只要举起手说，纪念我。我想成为基督徒，我不想再忽略这么大的救恩了。
God bless you back there, sir.Someone else say, I want to raise my hand, Brother Branham, and I want to accept Christ as my Savior. I've neglected all the time. Oh, I go to church. Sure, I belong to church.
神祝福你，后面的那位先生。有人说，我想要举起我的手，伯南汉弟兄，我想要接受基督为我的救主。我忽略了那么长时间，当然我也上教会，我是某个教会的成员。